AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The third attacker who terrorized Paris's Bataclan concert hall before being killed there has been identified as a Frenchman who left for Syria in 2013. That word from two French officials is heightening fears of what increasingly appears to be an entirely homegrown European plot. With the Paris attacks in mind, the House has overwhelmingly passed legislation to tighten the visa waiver program. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says these are reasonable reforms.
They'll require that nationals of Iraq and Syria, as well as other designated countries, and those who have traveled to these countries since 2011, undergo an in-person interview with a U.S. official and more rigorous security screening processes prior to traveling to the United States.
Right now, citizens from 38 countries don't need visas if they're staying in the U.S. for up to 90 days. Some lawmakers are also looking at the fiancé visa program that allowed Tashfeen Malik into the country. She's one of the shooters in the San Bernardino, California attack. The officers who first responded to the shootings in that San Bernardino County building are talking about the crushing sight they came on.
There were a lot of different reactions. Some people were laying there. Some people were crying. Some people were screaming. I mean, pretty much everything you can imagine.
Officer Brett Murphy, many say they're still shaken by the carnage they saw. Two Democratic presidential candidates, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, spoke out last night against Donald Trump's call to ban all Muslim visitors from the U.S., Clinton telling a New Hampshire crowd,
"Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner, has made a name for himself in the last months by trafficking in prejudice and paranoia."
Forecasters say heavy rain could lead to flash flooding in Northern California and the southwest corner of Oregon. This is AP Radio News. A Chipotle restaurant near Boston College has been closed temporarily after word that 80 students who ate there complained of gastrointestinal symptoms. Student Mary Lodigliani tells NECN that she's concerned she might get sick.
I ate at Chipotle on Sunday night with my roommates, and I haven't had any symptoms yet, but I think it's only a matter of time.
Chipotle thinks these illnesses are due to the norovirus, not E. coli, that's turned up in 9 states. Life expectancy in the U.S. has stayed the same for 3 years straight. New numbers from the government show a child born last year can expect to live 78 years and 9.5 months. More from the AP's Ross Simpson.
Some researchers have wondered if U.S. life expectancy will peak due to the nation's obesity problem and other factors. But Robert Anderson of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there's no evidence that's happening now.
Death rates fell for heart disease and cancer. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.